Ascaranthus, that's another of the original 12.
Yes, another of the original 12. Ascaranthus differs from Serato because Ascaranthus wants to make its own mind up and will amanah for hours and days and life itself, trying to decide what to do, whether to do this thing or that thing. The reflection in the body is usually that of up and down moods, uncertainty, imbalance. They feel disorientated, they feel out of center, out of true. But because they like to make up their own minds, they take long time to come to a decision, and even when they've come to it, they're still not certain whether it's the correct one. This remedy is a very important one because I always feel it impedes one's progress in life, because it's like marching time, or marking time on a spot and not going anywhere. Ascaranthus is very useful for those people who are standing still and wonder why things aren't happening. You know, because if they could be more positive and more decisive, they would find that all the things that are waiting for them in life come to them, or they seem to come to them, but the reason is they've never gone towards it.
So where does the problem really lie for Ascaranthus type?
The problem would be indecision. It's just being static and out of balance.
But one might think that was perhaps a lack of will or a lack of direction, uncertainty with what course to choose in life, whereas Ascaranthus isn't.
No, Ascaranthus isn't. Ascaranthus is between this and that.
Always a choice between
the two. Between this and that, yes. It is an imbalance of a positive and a negative, strong or weak, or of two things.